Well, you heard the story yesterday on KFGO, and it's just the kind of story that during the holidays that just really gives you faith in humanity. And responsible for that faith in humanity is 19-year-old Erica Clark of Dilworth. She's the one who found all that money yesterday and returned it. Well, I'm not sure if it was yesterday, but let's find out. Erica Clark joins us on KFGO. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
You know, you've given all of us some faith during this holiday season in the human race. Do you know how important of an act how it's affecting all of us?
Yeah, I've been told by many people.
I know you've been in the newspaper. I know you've been on the news this morning. You were on the news last night. But for those who might just be hearing what happened for the first time, explain how you stumbled upon a large amount of money, if you would.
Okay. I had just finished eating lunch at McDonald's, and I walked out to my car, and I sat down, and I was just going to close my door, and I noticed a white envelope in the snow right outside my door. So I reached down and picked it up. I was expecting it to be someone's mail or something like that, but I picked it up, and it said drive-through envelope, and it had like a bank symbol from Wells Fargo, so I knew it was some cash or something. So I opened it up, and it was a bunch of $100 bills, and I was shocked, and I knew instantly that I had to get it turned in, but I didn't know where to bring it. So I called my dad, and he told me to come straight home, and we would bring it straight over to the police department.
Oh, what's your dad's name, Erica?
Mike Clark.
Yep. All right. So some very good advice from dad. Was it actually like just on top of the snow? It was sort of embedded in the snow?
Yeah, it was embedded.
Really? Do you know how long it had been sitting there?
Not very long at all. I found it about 12:45 and the bank slip said 11:48. So it was less than an hour.
Wow. How do you think that the proprietor of the money lost it?
Well, he was actually going to buy a truck from a private owner.
Mm-hmm.
And the truck wouldn't be ready for about an hour, so he stopped at McDonald's quick to eat on his way. And he must have dropped it, and when he got to pick up his truck, he reached in his pocket and the money was gone.
Wow. When you got to the Moorhead Police Department, that's where you met Lieutenant Tori Jacobson. And according to our KFGO story, he said that his day was made when he met you.
Mm-hmm. He was very happy.
What happened at the police department, and how did you find the guy?
How did we find the guy whose money it was?
Yes.
There was a receipt in with the money that had a number, whatever. A tracking number or whatever, or a processing number. So he got in contact with the bank then, and when the man whose money it was went back to the bank to see if he had left it there or whatever, Tori was actually on the phone with the bank, so they were able to connect.
Wow. Have you met the Moorhead man who dropped his money?
Yes, we met this morning, and he was very thankful, and he made sure to get his point across how thankful he was that I had found the money. And he was gracious enough to give me a reward, but we decided to keep that between ourselves.
That you would keep between yourselves?
Yep.
As it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So how exciting is that? How long did you have to talk with him?
We talked for about 15 minutes.
Yeah. Was he on his way to get his new pickup, or had he received the money?
Actually had his pickup already.
He did get his pickup. Man. What do you do for a living, Erica?
I'm a freshman at MSUM right now.
You're a what? A freshman at MSU?
Yep.
Very good. And did I see on our story, too, do you work with the Glidden Felton basketball team?
Yep. My dad is the Dilworth Glidden Felton boys basketball head coach, and I'm a volunteer assistant helping him out this year.
And you're 19?
Yep.
Wow. Well, you have made our day. You made Lieutenant Tori Jacobson's day yesterday when you brought that money to the Moorhead Police Department, and you found it. You gave it all back. The guy was able to buy his truck, and he's a happy camper.
I have one quick question. Erica, did you ever think when you looked at that money that, Wow, this could buy a lot of quarter pounders.
No, I didn't, actually. It didn't cross my mind.
Not for a moment.
By the way, I have a buddy who needs to find his iPad. He lost it in West Acres. Could you work on that for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Well, you know, I lost my wedding ring a few years ago. I think it's in South Fargo, somewhere in the snow. But, well, Erica Clark, thank you so much for what you've done. You are an amazing young woman. And thanks to your dad, Mike Clark, as well. And we're so happy that you were reunited with the man who the money belonged to. Erica, thank you and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.